You're listening to The Current. It's Thursday morning. It's time for the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us at this time to tell us what's going on in the arts world this weekend. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right. What do you have for us?
I have two photo exhibitions and a theater show. And there's interesting energy around photography right now, and part of that is being celebrated tonight at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, where they're doing their third Thursday party,
The
theme is Unfiltered. And one of the shows that they have on display in honor of their 100th birthday is 100 Plus, a photograph for every year of the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
And I've heard a little bit about
this. Yeah, Doug Little, the curator, went through and he picked out photos from every year that the museum's been open. So they're having a party around that. And you can have some selfies taken while you're at the museum. And there's going to be music. And you can play with analog and digital photo techniques. So that's part of the deal. But then also, the Minneapolis Institute of Arts has its own little exhibition hall for Minnesota artists. It's called the Minnesota Artists Exhibition Program. And one of the two artists on display right now is Pa Her. She's a local photographer, Hmong American. And she's really just amazing. And so she has a new exhibition of photographs called Attention, which is focusing on the importance of military service to Hmong American identity and, the CIA, how they enlisted Hmong and Laotian soldiers to fight a secret war alongside in Vietnam and all that. Mm-hmm. So she has these amazing large profiles of these men who are military veterans, in their uniform standing at attention.
Oh, wow.
And you just walk into the room and it's just they're high up over life, larger than life size, and it just commands the room.
I feel like that would make the hair stand up in my arm.
The hairs are standing up in my arm right now as I'm talking about it. So there's going to be an artist talk that's going on tonight from 7 to 8:30. In the galleries. So that's part of the whole Third Thursday thing. So you can check that all out.
All right,
tonight.
That's all at the MIA?
Yes, that is all at the MIA. Then I also recommend that you go over to the Weinstein Gallery in Minneapolis to check out their current exhibition, Water, by photographer Ed Bertinsky. Ed is not a local photographer. He's internationally known for his work. And they have a great show of his photographs up at the Weinstein Gallery. Bertinsky has done series on oil. He's done series on industry. He puts his lens on, does these beautiful, luscious, big photographs looking at how man's industry is affecting the natural landscape. So he's done, very important work around sort of industry in China and trash, but he's looked at oil, and now he's looking at water. What are the great sources of natural, fresh, water, and what's happening to them because of man's industry? So.
Sure.
Big, larger-than-life photographs again, and just they fill up this intimate space at the Weinstein Gallery, but really lovely show. That's Ed Bertinsky, and that's up through the end of June, so you've got a while.
You're listening to the Arts Roundup with Marianne Combs, so a couple photography exhibits, and you also mentioned you have a theater show to tell us about.
Yes, exactly. The Language Archive at the Park Square Theater in downtown St. Paul. This is a really delightful piece. It's been getting some great reviews about disappearing languages and how we communicate with one another. And so it's about this brilliant linguist who's trying to record these disappearing languages, and he's trying to get this old man and his wife to talk to each other so he can record the language, but they're in the middle of an argument, and so they don't, so he has to deal with them. And then at the same time, he has his own relationship troubles, and he's trying to convince his wife to stay and finding the right words to tell her how much he loves her. So it's all about language, how we communicate, what language does and doesn't express, and it's just been called a really charming show. And that's up through the end of May, and it's at Park Square Theater in downtown St. Paul, The Language Archive.
All right, the shows that Marianne has mentioned, the photography exhibits, and that show in particular, we'll have a link to them over at our website over at thecurrent.org. Thursday mornings here on The Current's Morning Show, Marianne Combs stops by for the Arts Roundup. Marianne, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Have a great holiday weekend.
Will do.